はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようグラスゴー、ジュンです。
Peter here, Beginner Lesson Season 2, Number 9. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the Translation and Interpretation Specialist. Jun-san, お久しぶりですね。
お久しぶりです。
Now it is great to have you back in the studio. Today we have a very interesting dialogue. And again, in Season 2, the goal is to reinforce what we learned in our ongoing beginner series. So today we're focusing on the past tense of e adjectives. Okay, just a reminder, when you're done listening here, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the Learning Center, other materials to really reinforce what you hear in the lesson. With that said, here we go.
ああ、楽しかった。 K-1 はなかなか面白いね。最高の大晦日。
はあ、全然楽しくなかった。
Quite interesting, right? First we have
K-1.
And this is the topic. This is marked by the topic marker.
わ。
Followed by
なかなか。
This adverb meaning quite is modifying
面白い。
Interesting. And then the sentence ends with
ね。
Tag question here.Talking to his girlfriend or former girlfriend or former wife, whatever. But at this current point, they're still together. So, right? That ne, indicating that he wants some kind of input from the listening party.
Mm-hmm.
And he finishes off again. It seems like this person is very interested in himself. So he finishes off by
最高の大晦日.
Literal translation. The best New Year's Eve. This New Year's was the best. But we can translate this as what a New Year's Eve.How great a New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And his girlfriend?
Ah, 全然楽しくなかった。
Sighs, and the sigh is followed by
全然
Completely
楽しくなかった。
Not fun. This was not fun. Now, here we have the negative past tense of the adjective.
Mm-hmm.
First, let's turn 楽しい into its negative form.
楽しくない。
Again, we drop that final E and we add
くない.
Or you can think of it as replacing the final E with
く
and then adding
ない.
Now, the interesting thing about ない, it can be treated as an E adjective.
Right.
So, what do we do to get the past tense?
Drop E
and add
かった.
So we have
楽しくなかった.
It wasn't fun. And then the 全然 modifies this. Itwas not fun at all.
Yes, kind of emphasizing.
Then,
切符はいくらだった?
So, first we have
切符
ticket, marked by the topic marking particle
は
followed by
いくら
how much
だった
was it? Now, this is the past tense of the copula.
Mm-hmm.
The informal past tense of the copula. Now, the past tense of the copula is
でした。
But here, the informal version is
だった。
So, how much were the tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we have tickets. How much were they? We have to rearrange. How much were the tickets? He responds with an unbelievable answer.
僕の切符は5万2000円。
My ticket was 52,000 yen.
と、君の切符は5000円。
And your ticket was 5,000 yen.Natsuko-san, first, before we even start, what do you think this means?
I've never went to these kinds of events, but is there such a difference in, you know, seats they have?
Yeah, I think if you're ringside, right down very close, you're going to pay about 52,000 yen, maybe even more, for a seat very close.
Unbelievable.
And then the cheap seats are about 5,000 yen.But I don't even think the tickets are 5,000 yen for the K-1, like New Year special. I think we just kind of made these numbers up, but main point...
Is it more expensive, you mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think the main point here is that their seats were separated.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So, but let's take a look at the Japanese and not even worry about what's going on in this story.
Okay.
First we have...
僕の切符.
My ticket. We use the personal pronoun followed by no...to indicate the possessive. And then what comes after it is possessed. So in this case, it's
僕の切符
My ticket. Marked by the topic marking particle は followed by
52,000 yen.
52,000 yen. Again, we want to get you familiar with these numbers. 5万, 50,000. Followed by
と
and
君の切符は
your ticket. And how much was the ticket?
5,000 yen.
Just 5,000 yen. Okay, next we have
切符も高かったし
The tickets were also expensive. Now, what we want to point out here is the し at the end of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
This is indicating that there are other reasons.
Yes.
The ticket was expensive. Plus, I don't really like K1.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, our seats were separate.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
many more.
Many, many more reasons. Again, we reviewed this in some previous lessons, but again, we really want to reinforce and show you how it's used in context over and over. Next we have
今日は超つまらなかった
Today was so boring. Today was super boring. Pretty straightforward sentence, except for we have a modifier in here, and that is
超
which means extremely.
Yes.
Now, つまらない by itself means boring, but mm-hmm. when we attach this to adjectives, it gives it that nuance of really, really something.
Yeah, like super or ultra.
Ultra. I like it. Ultra boring.
Yeah, so, it's like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit slangy.
It is. It's really casual.
Not for business meetings?
No. Better not.
Yeah. Informal situations. Then we're on to?
でも、二人は一緒に大晦日を過ごした。
This is a great line. But we spent New Year's together. In the beginning, first we have?
でも、
But?
二人は
The two of us?
一緒に
Together?
大晦日を
New Year's Eve?
過ごした
Spent. Now, we have to rearrange. But the two of us spent New Year's Eve together. Oh. She responds with?
一緒に
Together?
まあ、同じ建物だよね。
Yeah, but it's the same building. And then she responds with?
ああ、思い出した。
Yeah, I remember.
面白いところがあった。
There was something interesting. Now, let's just take a quick look at this. First we have?
面白い。
Interesting?
ところ。
Place?
が。
Marking the subject?
あった。
There was.There was something interesting.
Yes. It's like there was a point that was interesting.
Yeah. Remember, when Japanese ask what was interesting, many times they'll ask,
どこが面白かった?
Where was interesting, literally, but we have to translate it as what was interesting.
Yes.
So if they're asking where is interesting, uh-huh. in the question, it suits or it fits that they would answer with that point that was interesting.
Yes.
Then we have?
あのブラジル人がこうやったときに
When that Brazilian did this. Now, let's take a look at the sentence because we really want to focus on toki ni and toki here. Natsuko-san?、
Mm-hmm. あのブラジル人
That Brazilian
が
Marking him with the particle が
こうやったとき
こうやった Like this did.、
Mm-hmm.
When?So, the when actually comes at the end.
Yes.
In English, it comes...
At the front.
Yeah. But here at the end. So, you explain what happened and then put the when.
Mm-hmm.
When that Brazilian did this. What do you think she did?
I can't imagine.
Because there are some really violent moves in mixed martial arts. Whatever she did, he responded with...
Ah!
Now that I like.
Sounds violent.
Sounds violent.
It's amazing she could imitate that, isn't it?
I think she had just cause. I think it's possible. Well within the realm of possibilities.
Maybe.
Okay, and then she follows it off while he's probably hunched over in pain.
結構面白かった
Quite interesting it was, literally. With the adverb coming in the beginning, 結構 followed by 面白かった So, again, translated to, it was quite interesting. What a story. What a lesson. Now that we went through it, we'd like you to listen to the whole dialogue, natural native speed, one more time. Let's see if this explaining, going through everything really helps reinforce it. All right? That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
ああ、楽しかった。K1 はなかなか面白いね。最高の大晦日。
はあ、全然楽しくなかった。切符はいくらだった？
俺の切符は5万2000円と、お前の切符は5000円。
切符も高かったし、今日は超つまらなかった。
でも2人は一緒に大晦日を過ごした。
一緒に？
まあ、同じ建物だけど。
ああ、思い出した。面白いところがあった。あのブラジル人がこうやった時に、
ああ、
結構面白かった。